The tin steel industry was a big winner in the president's decision. Mark Gliptas represents workers in the tin steel industry. That's the kind of steel used in the canning industry. He's a former steel worker and now president of the Independent Steelworkers Union of Weirton Steel in West Virginia. We asked for his response to the president's action.
Well, we're pleased with the decision. We were seeking tariffs of 40% for 4 years, but the remedy that's going to be implemented of 30% for the first year for 3 years is enough to keep the industry viable. There still has to be restructuring done within the industry, but it's positive news for the entire steel industry.
Now, steel workers like yourself, certainly the folks in Weirton, lobbied heavily for this and have for years, asking for 40%. You came pretty close. Why does the steel industry feel that it needs special protection compared to other industries?
Well, what's happened is there's laws on the books today, trade laws, and there are dumping laws. We have proven without any shadow of a doubt that dumping occurred in this country going back to 1998, and as a result, there has been death spirals on pricing. Pricing has literally eroded to such a low level that there has been over 30 bankruptcies in the last 3 years in the steel industry. What we were asking for is that the government enforce our existing trade laws, and that by enforcing those laws and implementing a tariff, it would go a long ways to just bring the pricing back to pre-crisis levels. And with the action that...
Let me just jump in on you, Mr. Gliptas.
Sure.
In developing countries like Thailand, the steel industry is exempted. Now, once upon a time, South Korea was considered a developing country, and its steel was exempted, and now it's a steel titan. So do you think you really are protected?
No, I don't think we're being protected. Thailand, Argentina, or, you know, once these countries get a real strong foothold in steelmaking, they many times produce way beyond their own needs, and they're producing simply to export their product to thriving economies such as the United States, and the government subsidizes those companies.
Canada and Mexico were also exempted. Is that a worry?
That's a concern, but they were exempted because of the NAFTA. They were exempted, and that's a concern. One of the concerns we have, and what was not addressed publicly, is countries may product shift or country shift. The countries that do have tariffs, they may send their products to countries that do not have tariffs, and then they could find the steel could find its way into our countries and take away our jobs and our markets. It's a concern.
What about those in the finishing industry, the steel wire industry, who got only an 8% tariff? Do you think that they're protected?
I would hope they had gotten more than what they have gotten in the form of a tariff. I think the 8% at least gives them a chance to live another day. Then they should be part of the restructuring of the industry. What's going to happen in the next several years will be a restructuring of this industry. This is only a short-term solution at best, and this industry is going to have to restructure. And in order to restructure in any meaningful manner, we would have to address legacy costs, and the wire industry should be part of all that. But I think it gives them a chance to at least live another day.
Mr. Gliptas, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Mark Gliptas is the president of the Independent Steelworkers Union of Weirton Steel in West Virginia.